Hey, hi. I have no idea how many people we have on the call today. Lydia, do you have any idea?
We have about 70 as of right now, but it will be
Great.
continue to go up.
Okay, wonderful. Well, welcome. And it's a pleasure to have an opportunity to speak with you today and fill in the gap for Mary Jo while she's in South Africa. And it sounds like things are going so well there. Just so that you know, Lydia was saying I have been with Manitech for over 13 years. When I first got started, it was drastically different than it is now. In fact, the name of the company was Emprise, if any of you remember that. And when I got started, I didn't have any background in network marketing. I was a brand newbie, and I also didn't have some real strong upline support because my upline, even though she's a gold president, or rather a platinum presidential now, Marion Culhane, and she is an outstanding leader. However, back then, she didn't know too much about network marketing either. So we were all pretty much making it up and learning a lot as we were going along, and it was pretty interesting. And probably like many of you, I got interested in Manitech because I started taking, well, back then, the product, we didn't have Ambertos yet, but the product that I really got excited about, and it was the first product that I had taken, was Plus. And within about 6 weeks, I had such a shift in my energy. I remember one night I was sitting up, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I'd been a business consultant at that time, and I was working on a project, and I was just typing away on my computer, just so alert and creative. And I went, whoa, I looked at my watch and went, this is pretty amazing that I have this kind of energy. And it wasn't just like these little peaks and valleys, it was excellent, sustained energy. And that really got my attention. And probably like a lot of you, because I had a product experience, I went about wanting to tell other people about the products. And Manitech at that point didn't have any promotional materials that were worth using. And if you think what you've had in the last few years has been confusing, we had something that was just ridiculous. In fact, what we did was Marion Culhane had been sending out these fifth generation Xerox copies of information that had nothing to do with anything really. It was talking about DHEA and all this other stuff, and it was from Don Partridge. We had this amazing audio tape that was called Happy Hormones and would be so totally out of compliance now. It's not even funny. And I went about building my business on these kinds of marketing materials. I can't even call them marketing materials, whatever they were, and made all kinds of mistakes that, following my leader, Marion, we were sending out these thick envelopes filled with these fifth generation Xerox copies that hardly anybody could read anyhow. And even with that, I guess because we were so enthusiastic and genuine about our interest in wanting to get to people, we became successful. And I was at that point, I had gone into a partnership with a dear friend of mine, Marion Head, which some of you know. And we just thought this was so great to help people. So, this was the defining piece of this for us was service. It wasn't so much wanting to build a business, it was really wanting to serve others. And I think a lot of you could probably relate to that as well. Now, I had another additional complication, and that was that I did not have a good attitude about network marketing. And I wonder if some of you might also relate to that when you first got started. I had not had any experience in network marketing, but I already had this concept in my head that it was definitely not an industry that I wanted to participate in. I didn't see its integrity. A lot of the myths that people hold about network marketing, I had that in my belief system. So there got to be a point, where I thought, well, I had to get beyond the way that I was talking to people about Manatech, which was then Emprise. And, you know, and that was when I would talk to them about the products, I would say, these products are so incredible. You really need them. And I would whisper, you know, it's network marketing, but just don't even think about that. It has nothing to do with anything. The products are really, really good. So, you know, some of you might again relate to some of the sort of backwards way that I entered into this. However, I, you know, looking at that and thinking, you know, if I'm going to be in integrity, if I'm going to represent this company, then I need to do something about my own attitude about network marketing. So what I did was I thought, okay, the best thing to do here is to start educating myself. And I did that through reading books, listening to tapes, and going to conferences. I wanted to start to expose myself to other networkers and find out who are they, what kind of people are they, and is this the kind of association that I want to have anything to do with. And I really stepped into it not from the perspective of wanting to like it or not like it, but I just wanted to learn about it. I wanted to be educated enough so that I could make a good decision and then be reputable and genuine in my in how I proceeded. At this point, my sponsor, Marion Culhane, was making money, and so that definitely did intrigue me, and I thought, well, geez, you know, she doesn't know what she's doing either, other than the fact that she's an incredibly motivated, organized person who really cares about others. But she didn't really know networking either, so I thought, well, geez, if she could do it, you know, if I really wanted to do it, I could do it too. So so that's kind of the attitude that I began meeting other networkers and reading books and listening to their tapes, and I was shocked to find out that this was a business that I could fall in love with. And I want to tell you a little bit about why, and that is that my interest has always been to help people, not just from a physical perspective, but on all different levels. I have always been interested in personal growth and really believe that self-development is a key to anything in our lives, to have a fulfilling and successful life and joyful life. And so learning more about myself and being able to grow personally was always something that was part of my agenda. And I was amazed to find out that that was one of the very, very key pieces in being successful in network marketing. It just kind of blew my mind. And here were people that were in other network marketing companies, not just Manatech, and they were talking about the same kinds of things. It was like, it was amazing. And I also found people that were in other network marketing companies that cared about me being successful and were available to support me. And that was amazing. I had never seen a business before where people wanted others to be successful, even if they might be in competition with them. Now, I came from a background of being an artist and, you know, then moving to business consulting. And in the business consulting work, did I work with people around team and vision and values. And the last few programs that I did before I got involved in Manatech, I was very disappointed in some of the companies that I was working with. And they were big companies like AT&T, Storage Technology. And what I found was that we were doing team building programs, and then within a very short period of time, these teams were being broken up, or people were getting pink slips, and they were asked to retire early, or they just lost their jobs. And so, you know, again and again, I kept seeing that companies were not there for people in the way that people thought their companies were there for them, that there's this whole different reality of security. That real security is not in working for an employer. It's not in a job. And so that really started to touch my heart deeply. And I saw that, again, in network marketing, that instead of having people in a business that were superiors to somebody, who, you know, those people really didn't want somebody under them to be highly successful because it would outshine them and make them look like less than they were. And so there was all this stuff that was really competitive. And then I compared that to network marketing, and I saw, oh, my gosh, here are people who want to really help me along, who care about me. And, in fact, if I'm more successful than they are, they're smiling about it. Well, that, to me, was a big paradigm shift. So I kept learning more about network marketing, really, really appreciating the values in it. And that enabled me to be able to be successful in this business because I saw that this is a business opportunity or a paradigm that is so important for people to embrace. I believe that even now more strongly than ever. I don't know if some of you are really watching, you know, what's going on with the political campaigning, but there's major issues that are coming to the forefront. And, you know, looking at employment and jobs, you know, we're seeing more and more people whose jobs are going overseas or companies who are going out of business because they can't compete with the prices that products can be produced at in other countries. And so what that says to me is that it's not about just trying to legislate companies to stay here. I don't think that that's really, you know, where things are at. I think what's important is that people in this country particularly are very entrepreneurial. They have a real adventuristic spirit. However, we've been educated differently. We've been educated to imagine that we go through high school, we go through college if we've chosen to go through that, and are the next step. And then, you know, that's the way that, you know, we're supposed to go through this this funnel. And it's not true. It's just not true. Have people been educated to be entrepreneurs? Have they been educated to be network marketers? Have they been educated to work together in teams to support each other to be successful? They haven't. So I think we're really on the brink of a whole different awareness about how we can have a real sustainable future on a financial level, on a personal level too. I think the other piece that is so critical is that more and more people, when I talk to people, they want to have freedom in their lives. They want to be able to make a decision about what they do with their lives, when they do it, who they do it with. And, you know, they're frustrated when they get these little puny cost of living raises or little raises that get eaten up by everything else that is happening, whether it's inflation or, you know, the needs of their family, health needs, you know, whatever it is. It's very frustrating for them. They're not in charge of their lives. And I think that that is a real critical issue that we're facing. And we certainly are seeing tremendous conversations, again, in the political exposure right now where people are talking about, you know, I think the two main issues that we're hearing about are jobs, you know, the economic crisis that so many people are facing, and healthcare. So what are we offering people? We're offering them solutions to some of the biggest issues that are confronting millions and millions of people in this country and I believe in other countries as well. So when I think about how I first got started with this company and where I am now, it's worlds apart, very, very, very different. And the way that I approached people was very different based on the concepts that I held. So I approached people, as I was saying at the beginning, by telling people, well, you know, these are great products. You really need them. And, of course, you know, we didn't have any information about the science at that point or anything like that. There was no glycoscience or any great videos or anything that explained it. It was just on my credibility that said, this stuff is so good. It's making such a difference for so many people. Just try it. It's going to make a difference for you too, you'll see. And they would try it. Now, that was a mode that took a lot of energy, because what I was doing is I was really trying to convince people that they needed something. And what I've come to understand, I've made a big turnaround, is that over the years, you know, I think many of you would agree that network marketing is a relationship business. So one of the ways to develop a relationship with people is to talk with them, but not talk at them or just, you know, make a presentation to them. It's about listening. If I'm going to serve somebody, for instance, if I am a waitress, rather than going up to someone and saying, you know, this is what I think you're going to want tonight, instead what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, you know, what would you like to have tonight? So there's a real shift that I've made and that I would like to put in front of you to make, and that is, if you want to serve people, which I believe is really in your hearts, then the only way to serve them is to find out what is the need. What do people want or need more of? So I would like to work sort of more interactively, because I feel like I'm just in this glass box here. And so if some of you would be willing to unmute your phone, and then if you want to mute your phone again, it's star six, I'd love to have, you know, some of you interact with me around this so that I can show you more about or tell you more about how you might proceed in this way of finding out how to serve people. So do I have any volunteers there who would like to unmute, put on star seven, and play around with me a little bit? Anybody there? There must be somebody there. Can I have one person? Hi, who is this?
Hi, Gail. My name is Gail. I'm here.
Oh, hi, Gail. Where do you live?
In Grand Prairie, Texas.
Oh, great. Very close to Manitowoc.
Yes, very.
Wonderful. So, Gail, what do you think about this with moving into a different posture of asking questions and listening to people and finding out what do they need or want more of in their life?
Well, I think that's critical.
Yeah.
To do that, to find out what their needs are.
Great. So let me ask you a couple questions. When you first talk with somebody, tell me a little bit about how you might begin conversing with somebody that you haven't talked to Manitowoc about yet.
Well, I think just a general conversation. When I talk to people about, say for example, if I ask about their careers, I say, do you just love that? Because
right.
That usually opens up some, they might say, oh, no, I'm really, or if I'm, you know, asking about, if they bring up issues about their health, I might make some inquiries about that.
Mhm. Okay. And how does that go for you? Does that seem to work for you?
People seem to be ready. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
People seem to be ready to talk about those things.
Yeah. You know, one of the things about marketing is that people hate to be sold, but they love to buy. So what that means is that they want to be in the driver's seat. They want to make the decisions. They want to feel like, you know, they're the ones who get it, as opposed to somebody telling them what they need. Because we've all been told what we need for so long that we really want to see it differently. So, okay. So, Gail, let me ask you a question. So let's say you're talking with somebody who has a health issue and, you know, however it is you found out about this health issue, then what are you going to do next? Pretend, you know,
well,
would you be willing to interact with me, pretend that I'm somebody that has a child with diabetes. And so
well,
you know that that's, You know, I've just told you that. And so tell me what you might do next.
Well, I realize things have changed with what I'm free to talk about as far as health goes.
Right.
But keeping the focus on natural, you know, diet and sort of proactive lifestyle changes, and I might talk about that and offer the possibility of natural products that might support good health in that area, just as the food does.
Great.
The right diet does.
Great. Okay. So, all right, now let's turn the roles, and let me pretend that I'm you, and you're the person who just told me that you have a child with diabetes, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right. Okay, so now you've just told me that, and I'm going to say, Gail, are you open to working with other ways of supporting your daughter's health that are a more natural approach?
Oh, that's great. Yes, I am. I much prefer that to chemicals and prescription medication.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm like that too. So have you had an opportunity to try anything out with her diet or with any kinds of nutrients yet?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Uh-huh.
Diet, yes, but nutrients, no.
Uh-huh. And how about her diet? Did that help at all when you were working with some shifts in her diet?
Yes, it does seem to help her blood sugar.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great. And does she still have enough of a blood sugar issue that you feel like you need to find some other ways of stabilizing her?
Yes, because I realize that this will be a lifelong challenge for her to control her diabetes and get the most out of her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now, everybody, listen for a minute. Listen to the information that she's just told me. What is she really concerned about? It's not just right now. She's concerned about her daughter in the future, right? Lifelong.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So when you're doing this, when you're asking questions, and if you'll notice, what I've been doing is I haven't told her anything, but what I've done is I've asked questions, and I'm doing two things. One, I'm finding out what she needs. I'm finding out what is important to her. I'm finding out about her philosophies. And I'm developing a rapport with her. When you say that, Gail, are you starting to feel like, you know, this is somebody that you really want to listen to, you know, you want to, you know, interact with, you want to learn from?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So that's
really... I feel
really
very comfortable.
Good. So you want to do this to create that rapport, that comfort, so that now they're not, you know, they don't have their guard up wondering, well, what does this person really want to do? But instead it's like, oh, maybe this is somebody who can lead me to the information that I've been wanting to find. Okay? All right. So at this point, Gail, this might be a point where I would say, Gail, there's some stuff that I'm aware of, because I don't know if you know this about me or not, but I have been working in nutrition for years, and I have a lot of experience with people who have used certain products that have had a tremendous beneficial effect on their health. Would you like to know more about that? So again,
sure.
I'm doing this in a questioning thing. So if she doesn't want to know more about it, then she can say no. But if she does want to know more about it, now I have her permission to continue to move forward. See the difference of like, oh, well, let me tell you about this. I've honored you to ask you to tell me, is this what you're looking for? Can I support you in your not only knowledge about something, but your ability to be able to resolve some issues that are up for you. Okay? And then along with that, I might also say, you know, Gail, I heard, you know, and we might be talking about, you know, a few things, and I'm not going to get into you know, any depth of the product other than saying they lead you to that information. But let me ask you a few more questions. You know, I'd like to know a little bit more about you and your family. And so, again, you know, it's like I'm going to go back into finding out, you know, well, how old is your daughter? Do you have other children? Do you have diabetes in your history? Do you, you know, it's like you want to find out because you don't want to just, you know, try and just get some products for her daughter. But, you know, there's in most cases, a lot of people have family histories and they have other physical stuff going on and they need some support too. You know, if a mom has a daughter with diabetes, she's probably pretty stressed out and, you know, and really needing some of her own personal support. So I might, you know, kind of want to find out more about, you know, what her family is and, you know, that kind of information. And then I need to pop a question that is one that I know I, in the past, was very unwilling to do. And it's, you know, it has been considered sort of a taboo kind of thing. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say, Gail, one of the things that I heard you say is that you really care about your daughter's health in the long term. I know you know that a lot of people who are diabetics, they see their health declining as the years go on. Isn't that right? And so, again, yeah. I'm going to say, isn't that right? So, see, I want her validation. I want her to say yes to me there. Okay? So Gail's going to say yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Gail, knowing that in order for your daughter's health to really be the best that it can be, and by the way, do you believe that some of these natural products and exercise and diet, do you believe that that can really make a difference in your daughter's long-term health?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So do you think that some of the choices that you make, do you think that your budget can handle some of the extra cost of what this might be?
I could probably squeeze something out of my food budget.
Uh-huh. Is that a hardship for you and your family? I mean, remember you told me that this is going to be, you know, you're looking for your daughter's health in the long term. So what I do know about health, good health, is that when you make those choices, it's not like taking a drug where, you know, you can take a drug one day and, you know, it resolves, you know, an issue and then get on with it. This is really a lifestyle change. Do you think your budget can handle a lifestyle change?
Well, I guess I just need more information about that.
Uh-huh.
To make
okay.
that decision.
So Gail, one of the reasons I'm asking about this is because I'm really sensitive right now to financial issues that people have because, you know, I'm you know, just looking around and I'm seeing people who are really feeling, you know, they have less money to spend, you know, whether it's because they're spending more money at the gas pump, you know, the cost of food's gone up and all that. So that's why I'm asking, because if we do decide to get your daughter started on some of this, these nutrients, and perhaps even your whole family, I want this to be a really positive experience that, you know, can continue to support your family. Would you like to see it that way?
Yes, and I'd like to know more about that too.
Okay, so one of the things as we kind of go down the road together is I want to ask you, would you be open to learning a little bit more about simple ways of making these nutrients available to you without having an impact on your budget?
Oh, without an impact on my budget?
Yeah.
Well, that would be great.
Would that be great? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as we go along down the road, we're going to talk more about that because the products that I'm working with are with an extremely reputable company that's been researching and developing and marketing products all over the world for about the last 14 years. And millions of people take these products. The company is just awesome. And something that I've come to really appreciate about the company is that they're working in a way in an industry that we call network marketing. And the benefit, one of the benefits of network marketing is that different than retail marketing, we can create these or we can offer you a way with these products that through your referrals, you can get some money back. In fact, some people do, you know, have really been able to develop a residual income that has supported their life. So would you be open to having some conversations about that as we move down, you know, as we go kind of go along and talk some more?
Yeah, I'd like to know more about that.
Okay. Well, great. All right.
How that works.
Good. So, you know, these are things that sometimes we find kind of awkward. But what I want to convey to all of you is that if we're not talking about the financial piece, particularly right now, the way the economy is, I think we're going to be in trouble. You know, I don't know if any of you have this, you know, issue that's going on is if you have downline, there are people in your downlines that have been buying products for a while that love the products, and their budgets are starting to go, ouch. You know, I just don't have that extra $100 a month that I used to have. So I feel like we've really got a responsibility to talk with them and show them that it can be really easy and not the least bit offensive, that it's not about, you know, trying to search through everybody that they know and getting them on product, but instead it's a recognition that there's a lot of people who have some issues out there, and we can help them to resolve the issues. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, Gail, do you have downline?
I have some, yeah.
Uh-huh. And have you noticed that some people stop purchasing products after a while?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And they probably like the products, don't they?
Yes. Oh, yeah, they never complained about the products.
Right. So people are getting benefit from the products. However, money, something happens in their mind where they go, well, geez, I don't know whether this is worth it or not. And then this really interesting things happen. They start taking less of the product, or they just stop taking the product. And then they go, you know, I don't know whether those products really help me or not. And they forget about how good they felt because already now they haven't taken the products and they're not feeling so good. So they start realizing that, you know, they don't feel so good now. And so that seems to mean to them that they didn't, you know, that the products weren't working. But the products were working when they were taking the products. So I really would like to invite each of you to start thinking about a big issue that a lot of people have. They just don't know how to have enough money to be able to pay for the products. If they're working a job and there's a lot of people out there working more than one job and they're paying more money for the cost of living, somewhere they're getting tired of the of their credit card debt and the other kind of debt that they're up against. So what can we do for those people? I think that, you know, the answer really is we have a responsibility to ask them, is it easy on your budget to be able to add the cost of valuable nutrients for the long term? And I think that's being really upfront with them. And if it is an issue, you're going to find out right then and say, well, you know what? Let's take a look at what we might be able to do. I love to help solve problems. Let's talk about it. If there's enough value in taking the products, then there will be, and what we can do is we can really support you in finding a solution. Okay? Gail, do you have anything else you want to ask about at this point?
No, not at this time. Thank
okay.
you.
Was that helpful?
I've been taking notes.
Okay. Was that helpful in giving you some ideas of how to talk to people, even in your downline? You know, if people are getting a team bonus, You know, and I'm not even talking about, and I love the ICANN program, and I'm full force into it, but not everybody wants to do that. But if they just could get a team bonus and get a check for $100, do you think people would stop taking products?
No, I think that would be a great incentive to keep going.
Right. So I think that it's really important every time that we bring new people into Manatech that we hold that vision that everybody gets a check.
Wow.
And, you know, what's amazing about network marketing is that, you know, it's really fun as I'm, you know, as I'm talking to people about ICANN and I show them the numbers that are there. And all it takes is people believing in something that really is real. But because they've never had an experience of it, it's outside of their realm. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So, for instance, and if anybody else wants to jump in and, you know, get off of mute and star 7, I'm happy to interact with you as well. So what that means is that when we're talking to people about creating residual income and they've never done anything more than had a job, they've never done anything that has, you know, given them long-term income, you know, that will come in the mail no matter what they've done that month. And of course, it's, you know, if you do a lot and you enroll a bunch of people, you're going to have a better month. But what I mean is that, you know, if you have money that is just building and growing for you. You know, this, you know, earlier on in the conversation, I was talking about how we are not educated from an entrepreneurial standpoint. We're educated to be employees. We're not educated to be independent associates in Manatech. And so when people are first approached with this, there's nowhere in their understanding in their context of how to do business to really accept it. So I believe that you know, if some of you were in Dallas for Manifest and saw Robert Kiyosaki, he talks about how we have to change our financial quotient, you know, our IQ, and look at creating wealth in a whole different way. So if I'm going to approach someone about ICANN, I know that when I show them the numbers, it's exciting. But on the other hand, they're starting to think, well, I don't know if I can find 12 other people. And yet, all it takes are the simple steps of enroll. You can enroll at a level as low as the $99 preferred associate level. Get on the automatic ship for at least $100 a month. You know, we like to do the and within 4 months of them bringing in one person a month and supporting their team members, they will no longer have any money to pay out because the checks are coming in. And everyone, I mean, we know that Manatech pays. I can guarantee you over the last 13 years that I've been associated with Manatech, they've never skipped a check. I can tell you that. They have all of the administrative ability and they have all of the financial resources to be able to fully pay everything that they're supposed to pay. So if everyone just realized that this is real, this is really there, and all they have to do is do these certain steps, take the products on a regular basis, bring in one person, show them, you know, support them, show them the basics, get them onto the website, what's going to happen? All of that money is going to be there. It's going to grow. It's a, you know, it's a given. However, our what we're up against is people who don't, you know, it's like, it's almost like we're speaking another language to them. They don't quite get it. So that's where we really are compelled to help them through our questioning, through helping them identify their needs, their desires, you know, help them see that this is a solution to the issues that they have in their lives. And then I think we're really serving in the most magnificent way that we can. Anybody have any other comments or questions at this point?
I do.
Yes.
Just recently I've had several people who are really so concerned about job security, which is perfect for what you're speaking about and what we all know, mm-hmm. and also about money in the short term, and will only try one product for 1 month, maybe have no computer. Do you just ever just give up on the possibility, and when you're able, you know, to make a commitment to give this a chance to be successful health-wise and otherwise? Do you just withdraw it from them? Maybe it's not for you?
Well, you know, certainly not everyone is going to want to join us, right?
Well, they want to join. They only want to try it for 1 month, and I've never found that very successful.
Yeah, I've never found that very successful either. And so have you asked them a lot of questions and really, you know, found out what it is? I mean, we could always try and make up what we think is the reason that they're not wanting to do more. But have you actually had a conversation with them about why they are wanting to do it that way?
They've been sick for a very long time. They have a lot of medications. They're very insecure in their job. They hate their job, and they don't know what's around the next corner, and they don't have enough energy, which makes me think it's a very uphill battle anyway. And
it
will take a long time. You know, people are on all kinds of medications.
Yeah,
they really don't feel well.
It's definitely a challenge. I would just really move into questioning them, and I would find out. You know, I would ask them, what would your life be like if you really had the energy that you want, and you had the finances that you really feel could support your life?
Thank you.
Okay, and then, you know, it's like, do you remember when you were really young, and you remember that dreams were really easy? I mean, you could just snap right into a dream and think of all the things you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
You bet.
Is it different now than it used to be?
For me, it's better, but for her, it's different.
Yeah. Well, it's for a lot of people, they're not able as easily to plug back into their dreams. You know, particularly, you know, if they're feeling bad and they're feeling scared, you know, they're just, they're trying to do everything they can to be safe. But, you know, it doesn't work. It doesn't really pan out that way very well, does it?
Mm-hmm.
And so I can understand why they're, you know, they're reacting the way that they are. So one strategy that I would use would be to sit down with them and find out and say, you know, I just would love to understand you better. Let me ask you a question. If you had the energy and if you had the finances, what would your life be like? And get them to start dreaming. And if they can, you know, open up their blinders and, you know, start moving into a different way of approaching life, then maybe, you know, you could help them. But they, you know, it sounds to me like, one, you know, they need to kind of see that life could be different for them, and two, they need to trust you, because they've probably had an awful lot of people who have said that they could help them, and they couldn't, and they just saw their resources going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm imagining that trust is probably a really, really big piece of this, too, for them. Do you think that would be so?
That makes sense. That's usually
mm-hmm.
what it is. They
can't yeah.
see
yeah.
a possibility. They've not experienced it, and they don't really know me.
Yeah. Right. So if they don't know you and you're trying to tell them that they need to spend more money and they need these nutrients more, you know, they're just, you know, going to go right back to their security need. But instead, if you can develop that relationship again and really show them that you're committed to serving them, but again, you can't be committed to serving them if you don't know what they really want and need. So try that out and see what, you know, where it goes. And honestly, they may not want to continue. But I have to agree with you that I've rarely been successful with anyone when all they wanted to do was try one product for a month. You know, and I love to go back and say, you know, when they say that, and I'll say, you know, if you decided that you wanted to eat really high-quality organic foods and do, exercise and, you know, all of this stuff for 1 month, but only for 1 month, and not do everything, but just a few things, do you think that would really make a difference in your life? And they probably say, well, no, not really, right? And if any of you have read the book The Slight Edge, you know, what he talks about so eloquently is that it's doing the little things, but doing them consistently, over and over and over and over again. And so what we're really putting in front of people is a lifestyle change. It's a lifestyle choice. If somebody's not doing well, there's probably good evidence that suggests that they need to implement some changes in their life.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't tell them what that is. But what we can do is find out more about them so that they can help discover what they could really do. And so, you know, kind of think about this as a discovery process.
Uh-huh.
And you're a facilitator of the process. Does that help?
It does. I took her credit card. I have her social security number yesterday, and I couldn't bring myself to call this in.
Mm-hmm.
I have a conversation scheduled already today, but it's not going to be that I called you in. It's going to be this further understanding and agreement.
Great, great. And you know, I really feel, you know, the integrity of your heart in this, too, because, you know, we really do want to serve people. And why, you know, get them onto a path that's just not going to be pursued and not going to do anything but set them up to say, well, here's one more thing that didn't work in my life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks all right.
So
hey, thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Well, I think we're getting
yes.
close. Oh, okay. Good.
One more thought for the lady who is planning to have another conversation with her potential client. She could mention also that Manitech has the 6-month 100% satisfaction guarantee. So there's no reason not to really give themselves the benefit of the full program.
Right.
Great.
That's where I started. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great thing. I have to tell you, though, I don't use that all the time. And there's a lot of times that I don't, you know, and I kind of use it more like, you know, saying that these products are so good, and this company is such a great company that stands behind their products. We know how well they work. And so, you know, the company, it has a full satisfaction guarantee. But, you know, I don't want to plant the thought in their head that that they are going to know the credibility of the company that stands behind products and, you know, and cares about people enough. So make sure when you do that, that you context that in a way that they get that message.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay.